Well, good morning, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and call us to order. We're looking a bit thin, but I think we're not going to get any thicker. which reminds me, I want to thank Union for the refreshments this morning. So I hope you got some. I hope you got just the right amount. That's what I usually hope for. We are waiting. I was waiting to see if everybody was coming up, and I think everyone is here, except we do not have our secretary yet, because I think he missed the exit, so he will be along. But we can go ahead and get started, and it's going to be a very brief morning session. Dr. Elkins is not with us today, and neither is Dr. Nesmith. So Dr. Nesmith is going to send his report on, and Dean Catalano has agreed to read the report for the Chancellor. Thank you, John.
Good morning. I don't know how I got picked to do Dr. Elkins' report. I didn't even know she wasn't going to be here. I think they just went by age, and I was the oldest one, so I got to do it. Good morning. I regret that I cannot be with you today due to a conflict of a presentation on Palmetto College at the annual conference of the American Association for Adult and Continuing Education. However, I'm pleased to submit my report via Dr. Nesmith and electronically. As always, let me also express my thanks to all of you for your outstanding leadership and service in your work across Palmetto College, and especially for your many contributions to the Faculty Senate. It's such a pleasure to work with Chairman Bragg, members of the Executive Committee, and each of you, along with Associate Provost Nesmith and Ms. Jean Carano, in their roles of supporting the work of the Senate. Let me also say that Dr. Catalano is the best dean and is doing a fabulous job at Union. I wish you wouldn't have put that in there. My report this morning includes four brief items. First, I'm delighted to share the continued positive news on fall semester 2016 enrollment. As of fall census on October 25th, the Palmetto College overall headcount enrollment for the campuses was up from the same day last year by 7.5% and FTE by 5% over fall 2015, resulting in by far the largest percentage increase of all the USC campuses. The official institutional research report for fall census on October 25th is attached. In addition to the associate's degree enrollment, the Palmetto College online completion degree headcount enrollment as of the same day was 806. Compared to 751 last year. The total headcount for all the Palmetto College campuses, coupled with headcount in the online degree completion programs and the on-campus degree completion partnership programs, was 5,590 compared to 5,201 last year. Of course, the corresponding revenue increases that accompany the enrollment increases are certainly a welcome addition to the financial bottom line. Number two, also, in continuing to work closely with the Faculty Senate Executive Committee and the Senate committees, we look forward to our work together on the Senate priorities you continue to develop throughout the year. Number three, in conjunction with the Senate, we were delighted to host the Faculty Assembly on October 21st. Thanks to excellent input from the faculty organization chairs and others of the Planning Committee, including Dr. Nesmith and Mrs. Carano, approximately 50 members of the faculty and administration were in attendance at the event, which included the following sessions: graduation with leadership distinction, available opportunities and services for online course development, workplace bullying, service projects, undergraduate research, library resources, faculty and student research tips, internal and external grants, and study abroad. While those in attendance submitted positive evaluation, we realize there is still some question regarding the future of the Faculty Assembly. We will work closely with members of the Executive Committee and the Senate to determine the need for a faculty assembly in the future. Fourth and final, as I mentioned in the last meeting, this year our SACS-COC five-year interim report will be submitted in March 2017. Dr. David Hunter continues to lead this effort on our behalf, working closely with the deans, academic deans, and others involved. Let's show our appreciation to Dr. Hunter for his efforts in leading this critical project. Show your appreciation. Where's David? Thank you so much, David. What a round of applause. In closing, that's enough for David. In closing, again, thank you for the opportunity to work with each of you, as well as for all you continually do for Palmetto College and our students. I will not answer any questions for Dr. Elkins. Thank you.
I'll just leave this up here for you.
Well, I think you were selected to read that because you did the most entertaining version of it. I think that's fair to say. Okay, and we started the process at the last meeting whereby the deans of the campuses submitted their reports and took questions only. And as far as I know, we are still continuing that. So at this time, since Dr. Nesmith is not with us and we don't have a report, do we have questions for Walt Collins, Dean of Lancaster? Any questions? Okay, for Dr. Carmichael, Salkehatchee. Well, this is going to be a very easy day. Okay. For Michael Sontag from Sumter. All right. And Dean Catalano. Well, I can't ask for better than this. I have a feeling the afternoon session is going to be a little more complicated. Okay. If there are no questions, then we can go ahead and break into sessions, but let me point out, we have the agenda over here, which tells you where you need to go for those sessions. And we can devote from now on until lunch to committee work unless I am overlooking something. Sorry? Okay.
You need the morning agenda.
Can you put the morning agenda up?
There
we go. Mm-hmm. Okay, then we are in breakout sessions. See you at lunch.